This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters. Inshallah, what I want to speak about today is about how to heal our hearts with the Quran. Because Allah tabaraka ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that verily we sent down the Quran, and in it is that which is, there is a cure and a mercy for the believers. So subhanAllah, the Quran was sent as a cure for every disease. You know, even physical diseases, we should use the Quran as a means to cure ourselves. But what I want to speak about today in particular is healing our hearts from the spiritual diseases. Because subhanAllah, what we find today, my dear sisters, is that despite how much luxury we're living in today, despite the affluence that many of us are living in today, yet we find that so many people have so much more spiritual unrest than ever before. And we find that they have so much, you know, less inner peace than ever. And one of the main reasons is because so many of us are suffering from spiritual type of diseases in our hearts. You know, diseases like doubts about Allah and His deen, diseases like hardness of the heart, where you don't feel the sweetness of the Quran when you recite it, you don't feel the khushu' in your prayers. You know, weakness of iman, love for dunya, all of these spiritual diseases that we're suffering from. You know, so many people now at this time, they're living in a lot of confusions. They're living in a lot of, you know, doubts about their deen, doubts about themselves. They're confused about their life, their identity. You know, the reason is, if I don't know Allah Ta'ala, if I don't truly know Allah Ta'ala, then how can I really know my purpose in this world? Because the only way to truly know oneself and to truly know one's purpose in this world is to first know Allah. All right, we need to know Allah before we can know our own selves. And the only way to know Allah is through the Quran. And that's why, sisters, we need to realize that the Quran is like a medicine that you need to take every single day. And realize that even when you might not feel in the mood for the Quran, but you still need to take it anyway. Like, you don't go a day without eating food. Similarly, you cannot go a day without reciting the Quran. And in fact, and pondering over it as well is very important, not just reciting, as I'll get to. And this is why when Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah was asked about, is there any verse in the Quran regarding medicine? He said, all of the Quran is a medicine. So we need to realize that you're never going to have that. You're never going to feel that true inner peace. You're never going to feel truly strong and truly stable in this life until you hold firmly onto the Quran in your life. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to speak about some practical methods to help yourself use the Quran in order to heal your heart. Okay, so first of all, these are all short-term methods, inshallah. There are long-term methods, but we don't have time to go through that today. So first of all is to observe the manners of the Quran, which is, for example, to take wudu before reciting. It's recommended, and especially if you're going to be touching the mushaf, to take wudu. And also to seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the shaitan before reciting the Quran. It's very important to do that as well. This gets you into the right mindset, and you're asking Allah to help you to keep shaitan from coming in between you and the words of Allah Ta'ala when you're reciting. The next thing is the mindset. The mindset is very important. You need to focus on the one who is speaking to you through these words. You know, you need to realize that although you're the one reading those words, but Allah Ta'ala is speaking to you through those words. So you need to make yourself feel that Allah is speaking to you through every word that you recite. And realize that the Quran is the greatest way for you to feel close to Allah Ta'ala. Now, one of the mistakes many people do is they focus only on reading with their eyes. And what they need to learn to do is to read with your heart. Okay, you need to learn to read with your heart. Because a lot of people, what I find is, they pay attention to the letters, you know, they pay attention to the words, the tajweed, which is, of course, important to pay attention to your tajweed. But what you need to do more than that is to, you know, switch on the sight of your heart and the feeling of your heart and read the words with your heart. This is the best advice I could give you. And then the other thing as well is to prepare your inner state. Prepare your inner state and realize your need for the Quran. Okay, so realize your poorness and how much, you know, how much you're in need for Al-Ghani to enrich you with his words. Realize how many sins you have. Realize how many sins you have and how much you're in need for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala through reading his words. Realize the sicknesses in your heart and how much you're in need for Allah Ta'ala to cure you, you know, from the diseases of your heart. You know, realize your weakness in your ability to face all your trials in this life and how much you're in need for strength from Al-Qawi Al-Aziz. So the point is, my dear sisters, don't just read the Quran for the reward, but rather, you know, read the Quran to increase yourself in knowledge, increase yourself in action, increase yourself in guidance, you know, increase yourself in being protected from misguidance, you know, to be cured from the diseases of your heart and to be cured from the hardness of your heart. You know, when you have that different mindset towards the Quran, that's what makes a huge difference in the effect that you get overall from when you recite the Quran. Okay, and the next thing is Sheikh Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he gives us a four-step process for approaching the Quran. So he says, you know, first of all, the first step in approaching the Quran is to firstly empty your heart from all of the problems. Okay, so the first thing is to detach yourself from all of the problems that you're going through, from all of your concerns right now. Detach yourself completely from this dunya and now turn your heart and focus your heart solely on Allah Ta'ala and the next life. And then the next step is to pay full attention to understanding and pondering the meanings of the words that you're reading. And to, you know, to think about and question why these words were sent. And then lastly is to apply those meanings to the sicknesses in your heart. And then by that, inshallah, you'll be cured. And this is why it's very important for you to have self-awareness. You need to be able to look internally and know your own individual weaknesses. All right, to know that you have got those types of spiritual diseases that you need to rectify. You know, if you know you've got hardness in your heart, you've got weakness of iman, you've got doubts that are plaguing you, you need to be able to recognize that, identify that, and then read the Quran with the purpose of asking Allah to cure you through reciting his words in order to, you know, to cure those diseases that you're going through, you know, that you're suffering in your heart. And then the next thing, you know, if you do feel hardness of heart when you're reciting, make istighfar, you know, stop and say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, because saying astaghfirullah, it helps soften the heart. And this is the problem. Many of us are suffering, you know, from hardness of heart and too much love for dunya. And that's why we're having a difficulty in really connecting with the Quran. Another advice, you know, we learn from Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, is also to, you know, to really think about what is each of these verses teaching me. Like Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, كَانُوا يَرَوْنَ الْقُرْآنَ رَسَائِلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Like when the Salaf, when the righteous predecessors used to recite the Quran, they used to look at the Quran as if it's messages coming to them from Allah Ta'ala. So we need to realize that in each of these ayat that you're reading, every single one of them is teaching you something. You know, either Allah Ta'ala is telling you something he wants you to know about himself so that you can feel closer to him, or he's telling you something about his signs so that you can know his greatness and power, or he's teaching you your religion and how to practice your Islam, or he's showing you something that you need to do if you want to reach Jannah, or, you know, he's telling you something that you need to do to stay away from in order to protect yourself from the fire. Or is teaching you about how to have the akhlaq of a mu'min, how to have the akhlaq of the believers so that you can make yourself like them. Or, you know, what are the characteristics of the disbelievers or the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, so that we can avoid, you know, following their paths. Or he's strengthening your heart by reminding you of the stories and the struggles and the sacrifices of the prophets and messengers and what they went through in the past. You know, what were the coping mechanisms? How did they cope? How did they react with the trials they were going through? And this is why Allah Ta'ala, he tells us, وَكَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. This is how we strengthen your heart with this Qur'an. So realize the Qur'an is the main way to strengthen your iman and strengthen your resolve in this world. So realize, you know, my dear sisters, that as you're reading, you need to think that each of these ayat you're reading, there's messages in each of these ayat, and Allah Ta'ala is sending you, you know, these messages, and he wants you to understand them. So you need to open your heart and reflect upon what they are. Another of the points also is to use visualization. You know, when you're reciting the words, reading the ayat of the Quran, and for example, you come to the ayat about the Jannah and about the fire. You know, when you read about the ayat of Jannah, try to make yourself imagine what it would be like to live in al-Jannah. You know, the happiness, the peace, the beauty, like no more sadness. Imagine, sisters, no more sadness, no more problems. You know, make yourself feel what it would be like to live in al-Jannah without ever hearing anything that's going to disturb you again, without having to hear anything that causes pain or, you know, causes sadness to your heart. The more you reflect upon the beauty of Jannah and the peace of Jannah, the more it's going to help to want to push yourself to want to be from those people from Jannah. And what can I do to make myself to be from those people of Jannah? And then also when you come across the ayat of the fire and you think about, a'udhu billah, like their punishment, their despair, their regrets. You know, subhanAllah, this is a reality. We shouldn't think this is not just words. This is a reality that's going to happen. May Allah protect us to those who disbelieve. So when the more you read about those verses and think about those verses, the more you will not want to be like those people and follow in their path. And so that will help to push you to want to be away from that path, inshallah. And this is how the Quran is the greatest motivator, inshallah, in helping you to reach the akhirah safely. And then another thing also is to interact with the verses. Like when you come to verses about the fire, ask Allah Ta'ala to protect you from the fire. When you come to the verses about the Jannah, ask Allah Ta'ala to make you from the people of Jannah. You know, ask Allah Ta'ala to cure the diseases from your heart. Allahumma shfi sadri ya Rabb. Allahumma shfi qalbi. Ya Allah, heal my heart. Heal my what's in my chest, you know, from those diseases. And we need to realize, my dear sisters, that one of the most important things that you're going to get out of the Quran is the effect that it has on you. Like, it's not just about the emotions, sisters. What is the use of having tears and having emotions if that does not move you into action and to becoming stronger in your practice of your religion and making you into a better person with better akhlaq, with better character, you know, a better wife, a better mother, you know, a kinder person, a kinder to others, right? Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did Aisha describe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. That his khuluq, his character, his whole personality was the Qur'an. So we need to realize it's not just like a lot of people now, they focus on having a beautiful voice or, you know, decorating their houses with Quran and all of those things. But we need to realize the most important thing is when you get that internal effect from the Quran, then there should be an external change in yourself. Because sisters, we need to realize that we want every verse we read from the Quran to be a hujjatun lana, la hujjatun alayna. We want every verse we read to be, you know, an evidence or a proof for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, not a proof against us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one of the things that a lot of people complain about, you know, especially in these times, is that, you know, I read the Quran, but I don't feel anything. And we need to realize that very often in the beginning, you won't feel anything. But what you need to think about is each time you read or each time you recite the Quran, your heart is actually being washed and cleaned. You know, and the Quran, the words of the Quran is breaking down the shackles of your heart. Allah Ta'ala tells us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah Ta'ala tells us that, don't they ponder over the Quran, or are there shackles over their hearts? Uthman ibn Affan said, if our hearts were pure, they will never have enough from reciting Allah's speech. So you need to realize that in order to open the secrets of the Quran to yourself, you need to keep on struggling and you need to keep on reciting and don't give up, because it's only by that sincere struggle that Allah Ta'ala will begin to unlock the secrets of the Quran for you. And I want to add that, you know, as someone having gone through the journey from not understanding one word of Arabic, you know, I can say that no doubt if you understand the Quran, then you're going to have a greater impact on your heart, and it's going to have a much deeper reaching, impact on your heart than if you were just to read the English translation. And that's why we see that many of the Sahaba, sometimes they would read an ayah over and over again, you know, pondering on it, and the tears would not stop coming down from their eyes. And what was the reason? Due to their deep understanding of the verses they were reciting. But despite that, you know, even if you don't understand Arabic, I just want to add that, you know, you need to realize that Allah Ta'ala, when He sent down the Quran, He knew that some people are not going to understand Arabic. And so therefore, even if you can't understand Arabic, we need to realize the messages are still there, even if you can only read in English. You know, and I can remember as a new revert, even when I didn't, you know, understand one word, but there were so many times in my life when I was going through a particular problem, or, you know, I needed guidance, and then I would sit down, I would open up the Quran, the English translation, and I'd read an ayah, and somehow it was like Allah Ta'ala would put the answer into my heart, and I felt like in those words there was guidance that I needed. So I'm sure that you will find that that's happened to you sometime in your life, inshallah. The most important thing is the way we approach the Quran. You know, the most important thing you need in order to heal your heart from the spiritual diseases is that you yourself need to want to change. Okay, you need to be the one who opens up your heart to receive that guidance. Because Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. Those who strive for our sake, we will open up the paths towards us. So what this ayah tells us is the most important thing that you need in order for the Quran to impact your heart and to, you know, heal yourself and from those spiritual diseases and gain the true inner peace that the whole world is searching for is to have ikhlas in your approach in reciting the Quran. Because how many people have even memorized the whole Quran and yet we see the Quran does not even go past their throats, subhanAllah. So that's why, my dear sisters, even if you don't understand a word you're reading, keep in mind that the Quran is still purifying you. It's still raising your level with Allah Ta'ala. And the more difficult it is for you to recite the Quran, the greater the reward is for you. You know, even if you're only able to recite a little bit of the Quran every day in the morning or before going to bed, keep on reminding yourself of how much you're in need for the Quran and how much the Quran is purifying you and raising your level through your recitation of it. And I want to end by saying that, you know, the goal we should have with the Quran is to try to think about our relationship with the Quran like a type of journey where each year you slowly grow closer to the Quran. And how do you do that? By actively seeking to deepen your knowledge and understanding of the Quran so that we can, inshallah, increase the impact it has on our hearts at a deeper level. So we should never just be complacent with, you know, sticking with English. You know, we should try to move into the Arabic, try to, you know, deepen our knowledge of, you know, the understanding of the ayat by studying tafsir and going deeper. And that way, inshallah, we slowly, you know, develop our relationship and grow closer with the Quran over the years. I'll leave you with a beautiful dua, which is part of a dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you can say in order to, you know, ask Allah Ta'ala to, you know, strengthen your heart and take away all your sadnesses and, you know, worries through reciting the Quran, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma ja'al al-Quran rabi'a qalbi wa nura sadri wa jala'a huzni wa dhahaba hammi wa ghammi. Ya Allah, let the Quran be the delight of my heart, the light of my chest, the remover of my sadness, and the pacifier and comforter of my worries. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.